Today, speaking of the Rangers, is the 77th birthday for Ranger legend Nolan Ryan. So we have a number for Nolan. Let's call him down on the ranch in Alvin, where I'm guessing he's spending his birthday.
Ryan speaking.
Nolan.
Yeah, who's this?
It's the Musers on the ticket in Dallas. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
I figured you guys maybe called me and that, but well, good morning to you guys, and hey, congratulations on the 30-year birthday for your organization.
Whoa, Nolan heard about that. Thanks.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, we got lots of birthdays, I guess, to talk about today.
Yeah, 77, hey?
Yeah, and I'm sitting here having a little birthday splurge from a breakfast. Right now, I'm currently cooking over an open fire. I got a skunk on a spit, and I got some Buffalo Ball League wings, and got a little side of Tiger Cub fajitas left over from last night.
Tiger Cub?
Ruth's having some La Madeleine and a mimosa and that, so she eats a little differently than I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, 77. You know, that's older than I ever thought I'd be. I mean, I really thought I'd, you know, be killed by a bear or a liger or something by the age of 45. But I've survived, and not only that, but I really thrived too. You know, I've had not only the baseball accomplishments, but I've killed every major animal on earth with my bare hands.
With your bare hands.
I've lived underground every winter for the past 30 years.
Really?
I've been an undetected loincloth wearing vigilante for the top 10 major American cities for a quarter century now. No one really talks about that, but I've put over 12,000 muggers and purse snatchers in an early grave.
Wow.
But those are just a few of the things on my LinkedIn profile. And
so, you have a LinkedIn profile?
I do, yeah. Ruth got after me and said I needed to get one.
Yeah, I guess everyone needs one.
Just kind of keep up with everybody in the business world and that.
So what does the legend do on his birthday? How are you going to celebrate?
Well, I'm just, Craig, I'm just going to kind of take it easy and, you know, lay around in a hammock that I made out of a bison pelt and, you know, just kind of think about my accomplishments and, you know, and that and what I've done and, you know, I've had a good time playing up there, you know, where you guys live in the DFW and that and, I'm glad I finally set that team up to win the World Series.
Well, I guess you did.
Despite all the damage done by that punk-ass John Daniels.
He did a lot to put this team in place, you know.
But yeah, just laying in my hammock and get some shut-eye. I'm really, really tired today because I was up late last night battling something pretty formidable.
What could that be?
Erectile dysfunction.
We are on the air.
Ruth and I wanted to do a little Tarzan and Jane role playing last night. I was facing a few issues, but other than that, I was also battling the snow monkeys.
They
broke into my barn last night and rearranged my hay bales to create a screen so I couldn't see them stripping my tractor and turn it into some sort of bouncing non-street legal vehicle that they could use to tear up the neighborhood. And they also broke into Ruth's closet and stole all her wigs. And they've been using them as disguises to make their clean girl aesthetic TikToks.
Boy, they're such a nuisance.
Oh, they really are, George. I mean, they're they're causing all kinds of havoc down here. I mean, they've rerouted my water supply and made a spray ground out in my North 40. They got into my bank account, redirected my 401k. They reallocated it all. Now I'm just totally loaded up on GameStop and AMC Super Stonks. So.
Terrible prank.
And they're all Chiefs fans. I have no idea why, but they're on this Chiefs bandwagon. They painted my barn red and gold with badly misspelled Taylor Swift lyrics painted across the side of my barn. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It says "Shack It Of,"
not "Shake It Off." Huh?
Yeah, they got it all wrong. It's "Shack It Of," but I'm just sitting up here on the house with a varmint gun, just trying to wing them as they come around from the back side of the barn. On the <go-kart. laughs> I've hit about 7 of them. But
wow.
I sure hope I can make it to 80.
I bet you will.
You guys going to call me on the 80th if I'm making that far?
Well, I guess. If we do, yeah.
If I can make it to 80, I promise you I'm going to come out of retirement.
Wow.
Whoa.
And pitch?
No, I'm going to consult opposite of John Daniels. I'm going to go head-to-head battling him in the consulting business wherever he is. I'm going to set up right across the hallway from him.
Just let it go.
Yeah. And undercut him.
I don't think y'all's differences were that deep.
They were pretty deep. Pretty deep. Well, happy birthday to y'all and happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Nolan.
And I appreciate y'all's viewers and I appreciate the support y'all give us.
Happy birthday, Nolan.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Nolan.